it's been the same stuff, you know. Tonight, terrible on third down. Situationally, we got to score touchdowns in the red zone. You know, we had a chance there in the first quarter to go up a couple scores. Didn't. Had a chance in the fourth quarter to go up by 8. Didn't get it done. Situational football.
Back on Fox Sports Radio, Dr. Mike Crivetti from Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine coming in studio. Great to see you again, Doc.
Great to be here. Great to be here, JT.
You are such a great sports fan. And I was looking at the website today, and I was thinking of something. You said on hip surgeries, you love them. They're your favorite. Talk about this, because I just saw a Raider legend at the Raider game 2 weeks ago. I'll leave his name out for the interview for privacy. He just had a major hip surgery, hip replacement. First thing he said to me was, JT, I waited too long. I feel great. Tell us about the thought process going into that surgery.
You know, hip replacement and hip arthritis is one of those things that affects everything you do in your life, whether it be sitting down, driving your car, getting out of bed, or putting your socks on. When it gets to the point where your hip hurts you all the time, makes you pretty much miserable. So one of the great things about hip replacement surgery is you're talking about literally a 30-minute operation, right? We do it in the outpatient surgery center now. In the recovery room, an hour later, you take your first steps, you're walking in the recovery room. You come over and you stay with us for a day. We spoil you a little bit. It's not a hospital, so we get to spoil you with some fancy food and some nice nurses and some great therapists taking care of you. And you get up and you walk down the hall. And you're thinking, wait a second. Yesterday or this morning, my hip was killing me. I couldn't put my shoes on to come to the surgery today. I had a 30-minute operation. We're now 6-7 hours later. I could actually put my shoe on right now if I wanted, and I'm out of pain.
Why does it take individuals, especially athletes, so long to come to grips and saying, it's time to go in now, I can't handle the pain anymore?
Joint replacement, whether it be hip or knee, it's a mental decision. You know, physically, you're probably ready to have it done years before you get it done. And then we're athletes, right? So, you know, we're not going to let it beat us. We can overcome it. We'll probably play with pain. So let's run it out as far as we can. And frankly, when you're 50-some years old, like we are, it freaks you out a little bit. Hey, yeah. I'm getting a hip replacement? Wait a second. My grandfather or my grandmother got a hip replacement. But you get to the point where it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're in so much pain, and you want your life back. You want to golf again. You want to bowl again. You want to ski again. You just want to go for a jog, for gosh sakes. So
is that age trending downwards? Because you talk about that on the site, that some of the patients are getting younger because they're educating themselves, understanding that the procedure can come in and out, plus the recovery that you have. I mean, it looks like a hotel. I looked again at the website today. What you've done for people now in regards to post-op is incredible.
They definitely don't feel like they're in the hospital. It's hard for somebody who's never had a surgery, this may be their second surgery, that they have to go to the hospital and be put in a gown and all these things that you have to do and stay there for a couple of days on the floor and hit a button and wait for a nurse to come and all these different things that these hospital ideas you have. Mm-hmm. Well, now that we can do it in the surgery center, and these patients, the fastest growing segment of joint replacement is 45 to 65. 45 to 65. My average age is 57. The average age in the country, 70 years old. So you can just see them getting younger and younger.
We talk about the arthritic side of it. What about the injury side? How does an athlete, from an elite athlete to a weekend warrior, hurt their hip where they're going to require surgery?
Well, there's two kinds of surgeries for that. Arthroscopic, okay, where there might be an injury to the lining of the hip. That's called the labrum. That's what that's called. Versus somebody who may have had labral surgery previously, and now we're 5 to 8 years later, and this is pretty common in my practice. Mm-hmm. 5 to 8 years later, they were in their mid-30s. They got a hip surgery trying to put off everything they could. Now they're mid-40s. Now they're in pain every day. That's my favorite patient to make better.
Doc, Mike Crivetti joins us in studio. I'm hearing about a lot of golfers. I play a lot of golf, and a lot of golfers tell me about hip issues. How does that affect golfers? This downtime, this recovery time from when the surgery would begin, making that decision and getting out on the golf course again.
Well, there's nothing better to blame a bad shot on.
Absolutely.
Than a bad hip, right? When you can't bend over anymore to get that ball out of that cup.
Absolutely.
You can't line up a putt anymore. And next thing you know, you're not coming through the ball, and you're smacking houses and cars. it might be time to come through a little bit. It might be rotation of that hip.
And that's really big in golf with hips. And I know hockey, we see each other at hockey games. You see older hockey players or hockey players who just recently retire having this hip issue, and it's that quick for them to get them back on their feet again.
You know, it's just becoming more, people are becoming more aware of it. Mm-hmm. I got this pain in my groin. I played hockey. I probably tore a muscle one time in my career, and now it's coming back to get me, right? Groin pulls are super common in hockey. When they don't realize is that's where your hip is. And with something that lasts that long, you might have a bad hip. You didn't pull a groin, you might have a bad hip.
I like what you put on the website in one of your videos about the fear factor. Talk about that when you sit down with the prognosis, you start talking to your patients, and then the fear factor starts going away.
All-consuming, right? You're going to get a hip replacement in mid-50s, early 60s. Just can't believe it's going to happen. Once you talk about what you can do again, though, everybody thinks you get a hip replacement. Geez, I'll be able to walk. I'll be able to go maybe on a little short hike. No, no. You're going to go back and you're going to play a sport. You're going to shag flies in softball. You're going to chase down tennis balls in singles or doubles tennis. I got a couple of tennis pros I've done here in town. Back playing full go, better than they were before. So as you talk about what they can do and they realize there's not a disability, you're actually going to make them more able to do more things. And that's where I Can Again, Can't Pain was originated.
Right.
Just folks that felt like they couldn't do anything again. Now they can bike, walk, travel, hike, you name it.
That seems that's a big part about your life, your vibe, your practice, your friends and family. You're encouraging your clients and obviously the individuals that you've talked to, your patients, to get out there and take your life to a higher level than the level they were at before.
You know, I think that's been a big part of just my practice, get back in your game.
Yeah.
You know, we sit around and we come up with these things. They sound silly when we think about them. Get back in your game, right? Then you start thinking about when you're not in your game anymore, right? You're not out playing hoops. You're not out hitting tennis balls. You're not in your game. You know, we all want, look at, we play golf, right?
Yeah.
We're out with our kids doing games on the beach in the summer running. We take that for granted until you can't do it.
Yeah, lastly, on this hip replacement, and when we look at this type of surgery, I saw the chrome ball. I saw the way you put it together in these videos. It sounds fearful as we talked about it, but once you sit down and you have these conversations with potential patients, it really starts to shed the light on this lifestyle again. Talk about the actual procedure and how unique it is, because it's evolved over the last 4 or 5 years.
My goodness, it's evolved tremendously.
Yeah.
Our incisions today are less than 4 inches. Our blood loss is absolutely minimal. Surgical time is 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Incredible. I just did a couple this past week that took literally 30 minutes, and folks are up in the recovery room walking. How about people thinking about hip replacement? How long do you think they laid in bed 10, 15 years
ago? That's my whole
point. 2 days? How about now 2 hours, and you're up walking down the hall? You used to say it's harder for me to keep people for 2 days than to send them home in 2 days.
Tell everyone where they can find you on the website and the number.
CrivettiOrtho.com. 702-990-2290. But our website is our money. Everybody can experience us, our practice, my partners, my staff. That's the place where you get to know us. So it's Crivetti.
You have an incredible staff. So thanks a lot for coming in, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, JT.
See you soon, Doc. Dr. Mike Crivetti, CrivettiOrtho.com. Go check it out. Lee Sterling is on deck. He's going to give you 3 winners for free. Big game. Stay with us.